l'Amérique. Mais l'Amérique, l'Amérique, je veux la voir et je l'aurai. L'Amérique, l'Amérique, si c'est un rêve, je le saurai.
Hello, and welcome to the fourth episode of A Day in the Life of Noah. I will be telling you the several activities that I do during the day as a high school student. Episode 4, Halloween. Today will be a fun day, I thought to myself. It was Halloween, the day where I will get a lot of candy from my neighbors. I would also be dressing up in a costume. For this year, I chose to be Frankenstein. For this Halloween, I'll be trick-or-treating with my friends all across my neighborhood. My friends would join along with me. They were dressed up as a zombie and a wizard. We left the house at around 7 p.m. We first went to the house next door to my house. With our pumpkin bags, we happily went to the house to knock on the door. "Trick or treat," my friends and I said, as the person opened the door. He greeted us back and filled the bag with M&M bags. We left the front door and went to the next door. The next door had a lot of decorations, including a cobweb at the door and an animatronic which made a jump scare to anyone who went near it. My friends and I knew where the animatronic was, so we were careful. The candy was left out at the front door, so we ran as fast as we could to the candy, and once we got it, we ran out before the jump scare could activate. When I ran out, I was happy to find that I got my favorite candy, Smarties. The next house we went to was two streets away. I was told by my neighbors that the place there had the best attraction in the neighborhood. The walk was long, but it was worth it in the end. It was clear the owner of the house put a lot of effort into the decorations. On the roof of the house was a massive jack-o'-lantern that lit up. The entire front yard was covered with tombstones, and the front door had a grim reaper in front of it. We went to the front door, and we were caught by surprise when the grim reaper made a sound out of a horror movie. We almost tripped trying to get away from the object. The owner of the house came outside, knowing that there were visitors at his door. He jokingly apologized when he saw the look on our faces. He then grabbed his candy bag and gave us Kit Kat and Hershey bars. My friends and I decided to go back to my house. All of our bags were full, and we were getting tired from walking for so long. Once we finally went home, we ate most of the candy we collected, leaving us full. We then found out that we had nothing to do, so I told them they could play on my Xbox. Once we were on the Xbox, we played Five Nights at Freddy's. We played the game for about 30 minutes. Unfortunately, we didn't experience any jump scares. Soon after we played the game, my friends decided that they would go back home. I agreed and wished them a good night. Now, it is time for some questions and answers. I will be asking a couple of questions about what I have just told you. I will give you a few seconds to think, then I'll provide you with the answer and a definition. Question 1. What did I say when the owners of the first house opened the door? The answer for question one is trick or treat. The phrase trick or treat has been traced back to the 9th century in Britain. However, it has also been traced back to the early Roman Catholic holidays. Trick or treating would take place during Halloween on October 31st, when people would dress up in costumes and would go out to ask for candy from their fellow neighbors. This tradition still takes place in many European countries and in the United States. Question 2. What game did my friends and I play after we went trick-or-treating? The answer for question 2 is Five Nights at Freddy's. Five Nights at Freddy's is a game made in 2014. The purpose of the game was to cover a night shift as a guard in a pizza place. However, during your shift, there will be animatronics displayed during the day that will be out to get you. They will cause jump scares if you lose the game. Question 3. What was my favorite candy bar? The answer for question 3 is Smarties. Smarties were made by the Smarties Candy Company in 1949. Originally made in England, the company then relocated to the United States. Each Smarties candy contains a variety of flavors, ranging from strawberry to orange. The candy is well known in the United States. As a disclaimer, the events that happened in this story happened over 2 years ago. I did not participate in Halloween this year due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and until next time, goodbye. L'Amérique. Mais l'Amérique, l'Amérique, je veux la voir et je l'aurai. L'Amérique, l'Amérique, si c'est un